Hello and welcome to Cultural Castle Podcast with me, Roger, Paul, and Anthony, as we discuss topics related to culture through social media and consumer trends. Today's topic is cultural appropriation. Let's talk about that.
Well, the definition of cultural appropriation is the misuse of another culture's image through the adoption of a culture's practices and symbols with no context of understanding original intent of these objects or styles of, say, dress.
Wait, isn't this just the media?
Basically.
Well, within today's culture, widespread media of diluting cultural trends is more common within music videos and costumes.
Oh god, my least favorite one is Katy Perry.
Okay, true. But they use this cultural context to support their images for shock factor.
This happens most at Halloween, to be honest, with all the horrible Halloween costumes we see, geishas, natives, blackface, Fortnite, etc.
Yeah, because most assimilation happens around consumer holidays like Halloween. For example, Dreamcatchers. Does anyone here have one?
Yeah.
I have one.
See, this is an example of cultural appropriation, for America decided to adopt a native art into their culture as a point of profit, dominating the image into mainstream media, diluting the original purpose of these dream catchers. It's sad, actually.
Well, we all own one, but this is an excellent example of how we as a nation have assimilated a culture object into the mainstream media. We don't fully understand it's a concept and profit.
Yeah, being native myself, I find this completely frustrating. Because most people forget about these objects shortly after purchasing them. Have you guys seen the news on Dreamcatchers in California? So the University of California started selling Dreamcatchers as, I quote, a hot new pansexual icon.
What the heck?
Well, then we should be profiting off people who are denied space, too.
My god. Okay, it's morally wrong for a culture to colonize and assimilate an put off their art, which is disrespectful in every way. Just wait until we get onto the other examples. I'm sorry, but we've run out of time. But here's an ad from our sponsor.
Thank you to our sponsor, Men and Razor Exclusive Shaving Club for Men. Never pay for cheap razors again with a monthly subscription of $5.99 a month for exclusive razors with our loyalty program. Go to razorclub.com for more information. In order to support cultural awareness, use the code CASTLE for 15% off.
Someone just tweeted me, let's talk about the Montreal Canadian merchandise being pulled down from shelves for its backlash. Apparently the Canadians had some controversial merch presented to totem poles for its blatant use of cultural appropriation.
Okay, what the heck? How did we get into an entire podcast about native tradition? Okay, so why would they let this pass through the Marcus? This is totally infuriating. Totem poles are symbols of ancestry and history, not some.
Well, I guess this counts as symbolic interactionism, because they interpreted the totem pole within their own ideas and changed its meaning to form their bias.
Okay, yeah, but symbolic interactionism theory is someone's interpretation of something based on their own personal experience and interaction.
Yeah, I know, but it's basically symbolic because the Montreal Canadiens and the university both interpreted their own idea, even though they didn't fully understand the concept of these native symbols.
I guess someone isn't very culturally aware.
Serious, because it affects so many cultures, because the media and the markets think it's a good idea to change cultural symbols for themselves, even though they aren't part of the ethnicity, ruin the culture around the objects.
It's sickening, man, because it dilutes the original intent. For example, if someone borrows it from a photo shoot and publicizes it, most of the world won't understand what's going on and think it's just fashion, even though it's a traditional item.
Plus, I would feel disrespected if someone suddenly took aspects of my culture and started marketing it without understanding it. Imagine being someone of a small ethnicity and see the media completely misappropriates culture. I'd sue them.
Okay, Roger, I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm sorry, folks, but we ran out of time.
Now it's time for our interpersonal relationship. After understanding the damage caused by cultural appropriation, we can now look at other issues within today's media, and how we unknowingly adopt other cultures within our everyday lives, and how we affect cultures with our cultural appropriation within today's media. Enjoy these facts, and see you next time.